Greetings and welcome to another episode of the Seven Hermetic Principles. Today we're dealing with the seventh hermetic principle, the principle of gender. Gender is in everything. Everything has its masculine and feminine principles. Gender manifests on all planes. The Kybalion. The great seventh hermetic principle, the principle of gender, embodies the truth that there is gender manifested in everything, that the masculine and feminine principles are ever present and active in all phases of phenomena, on each and every plane of life. At this point, we think it well to call your attention to the fact that gender, in its hermetic sense, and sex, in the ordinarily accepted use of the term, are not the same. The word gender is derived from the Latin root meaning to beget, to procreate, to generate, to create, to produce. A moment's consideration will show you that the word has a much broader and more general meaning than the term sex. The latter referring to the physical distinctions between male and female living things. Sex is merely a manifestation of gender on a certain plane of the great physical plane, the plane of organic life. We wish to impress this distinction upon your minds for the reason that certain writers who have acquired a smattering of the hermetic philosophy have sought to identify the seventh hermetic principle with wild, fanciful, and often reprehensible theories and teachings regarding sex. The office of gender is solely that of creating, producing, generating, and its manifestations are visible on every plane of phenomena. It is somewhat difficult to produce proof of this along scientific lines for the reason that science has not as yet recognized this principle as a universal application, but still some proofs are forthcoming from scientific source. In the first place, we find a distinct manifestation of the principle of gender among the corpuscles, ions, electrons, which constitute the basis of matter as science now knows the latter, and which by forming certain combinations form the atom, which until lately was regarded as final and indivisible. The latest word of science is that the atom is composed of a multitude of corpuscles, electrons or ions, various names being applied by different authorities, revolving around each other and they vibrating at a high rate and intensity. But the accompanying statement is made from the formation of the atom, is really due to the clustering of negative corpuscles around a positive one. The positive corpuscles seeming to exert a certain influence upon the negative corpuscles, causing the latter to assume certain combination and thus create or generate an atom. This is in line with the most ancient hermetic teachings, which have always identified the masculine principle of gender with the positive and the feminine with the negative poles of electricity, so-called. Now a word at this point regarding this identification. The public mind has formed an entirely erroneous impression regarding the qualities of the so-called negative pole of electrified or magnetized matter. The terms positive and negative are verily wrongly applied to this phenomenon by science. The word positive means something real and strong as compared with a negative unreality or weakness. Nothing is further from the real facts of electrical phenomena. The so-called negative pole of the battery is really the pole in and by which the generation or production of new forms and energies is manifested. There is nothing negative about it. The best scientific authorities now use the word cathode in place of negative. The word cathode coming from the Greek root meaning descent, the path of generation, etc. From the cathode pole emerged a swarm of electrons or corpuscles. From the same pole emerged those wonderful rays which have revolutionized scientific conceptions during the past decade. The cathode pole is the mother of all of the strange phenomena which have rendered useless the old textbooks and which have caused many long accepted theories to be relegated to the scrap pile of scientific speculation. The cathode or negative pole is the mother principle of electric phenomena and of the finest forms of matter as yet known to science. So you see, we are justified in refusing to use the term negative in our consideration of the subject and insisting upon substituting the word feminine for the old term. And so we shall use the word feminine in the place of negative in speaking of that pole of activity. The latest scientific teachings are that the creative corpuscles or electrons are feminine. Science says they are composed of negative electricity. We say they are composed of feminine energy. A feminine corpuscle becomes detached from, or rather leaves, a masculine corpuscle and starts on a new career. It actively seeks a union with a masculine corpus, being urged thereto by the natural impulse to create new forms of matter or energy. One writer goes so far as to use the term, it at once seeks of its own volition a union, etc. This detachment and uniting form the basis of the greater part of the activities of the chemical world. When the feminine corpus unites with a masculine corpus, a certain process is begun. The feminine particles vibrate rapidly under the influence of the masculine energy and circle rapidly around the latter. The result is the birth of a new atom. This new atom is really composed of a union of the masculine and feminine electrons or corpuscles. When the union is formed, the atom is a separate thing, having certain properties, but no longer manifesting the property of free electricity. The process of detachment or separation of the feminine electrons is called ionization. These electron or corpuscles are the most active workers in nature's field. Arising from their unions or combinations manifest the varied phenomena of light, heat, electricity, magnetism, attraction, repulsion, chemical affinity, and the reverse, and similar phenomena. And all these arise from the operation of the principle of gender on the plane of energy. The part of the masculine principle seems to be that of directing a certain inherent energy toward the feminine principle, and thus starting into activity the creative process. But the feminine principle is the one always doing the active creative work, and this is so on all planes. And yet each principle is incapable of operating energy without the assistance of the other. For that matter, everything in the organic world manifests both genders.